flowers and painted with forest minerals, and his bamboo flute loudly and festively resounded. As he called out to his calves by name, his cowherd boyfriends purified the whole world by chanting his glories. Thus Lord Krishna entered the cow pasture of his father, Nanda Maharaj, and the sight of his beauty at once produced a great festival for the eyes of all the cowherd women. Purport, according to Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwa Chakravarti Thakura, the gopis mentioned here are the elder cowherd ladies such as Mother Yasoda, who loved Krishna with parental affection. Krishna's cowherd boyfriends were so proud of Krishna's wonderful activities that while entering the village, they all sang his glories. Text 48. As the cowherd boys reached the village of Vraja, they sang, "Today Krishna saved us by killing a great serpent." Some of the boys described Krishna as the son of Yasoda and others as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Purport, actually Lord Krishna had killed the demon 1 year earlier, but the boys, bewildered by the mystic potency of Brahma for 1 year, did not notice the time passing and thus thought that on that very day Lord Krishna had killed the demon Agasura and was now returning home with them. So, these verses are describing after the prayers of Brahma, Brahma's disappearance, and then Krishna returning to his normal pastimes. Yeah. So for 1 year, the cowherd boys, the real cowherd boys, were not there. And Krishna had expanded himself into what appeared to be cowherd boys. And then finally when Brahma came back, then the cowherd boys came back also. Huh? And those other cowherd boys that were actually Krishna disappeared. So then the only problem is that what happened to those boys for 1 year, because the real cowherd boys were not there and Krishna was playing the role of cowherd boys. So then what happened to the other boys that came back? Then they would feel, what has happened? It's 1 year later. Huh? But actually they didn't notice anything. They didn't know that 1 year had passed. And they just thought, Krishna's come back from the searching for the calves in the field now. Because 1 year earlier, that's what he did. He went back, and then suddenly the boys had disappeared by Brahma's powers. Actually, Krishna's powers. And then now that they were back in their position, and Krishna's coming back. So there was no disruption of time at all for them for that whole 1 year. They didn't feel that 1 year had passed, in spite of the fact that 1 year had passed. So how was that possible? It was only possible because of the will of Krishna, that they didn't notice a 1 year had passed. So how is that possible? Normally it's not possible, unless somebody's in a coma and he comes out of a coma after 1 year, but it's normally not possible. So how did he arrange for all this to happen? And the cowherd boys simply felt as if they were continuing after a few seconds Krishna going away and coming back. So nothing is impossible for the Supreme Lord. Time itself is only, we can say, part of this material world. And time, of course, is material. So for the Lord, he can rearrange all of this and there's no discrepancy. In the same way, we see that it is mentioned that in the Rasa-lila, Krishna enjoyed, but because the time passed so quickly, they extended the few hours for a night of Brahma. But the night of Brahma fit within a few hours in the night, and then morning came, and then finally it was like that. So Krishna can extend or contract time. So there he did both. Within a few moments, he expanded time into a whole night of Brahma, which is millions of years. And here we have one whole year that suddenly became a few seconds or a few minutes. The whole year suddenly didn't feel like anything for these cowherd boys. So Krishna can rearrange things so that people's consciousness becomes quite, they don't perceive the nature of a contradiction in time between 1 year and a few seconds here. But this is exactly what happened. For that 1 year, Krishna's expansions were playing the role of cowherd boys and enjoying the affection of the parents of the cowherd boys. And the cowherd boys' parents were also enjoying serving their children, their sons, at that time. And the cows gave affection to their calves, who were actually Krishna. So this gave an opportunity for the elder cowherd people to enjoy a relationship with Krishna, even though they didn't know it was Krishna, for one whole year. And then finally, those cowherd boys disappeared, and the original cowherd boys appeared, who were not Krishna, and they went back to home to their mothers and fathers. And the mothers and fathers didn't know they were any different, because they looked exactly like. So, in this way, Krishna performed this pastime, and nobody perceived that it had happened in Vrindavan. A Brahman knew it had happened. Krishna knew it had happened. Balaram knew it had happened. Nobody else could figure out that it had happened. The cowherd boys thought that they were just continuing for after a few seconds. And the parents, they just didn't realize at all that these were different calves and cowherd boys. So in this way, the whole pastime of Krishna showing to Brahma all of the universes and all the Vishnu forms was not known to anyone in Vrindavan. Only Brahma became conscious of this. And of course, Balaram also became conscious of it. So, Krishna was able to display his power greater than all the other forms of the Supreme Lord. And in this way, he proved to Brahma that he is Swayam Bhagavan. He is the highest form of the Supreme Lord. And all others are his amsas, or his expansions. But this is not this consciousness is not there in the minds of the people of Vrindavan, because they don't see Krishna as Swayam Bhagavan. They see him as their friend or as their son. So it was necessary that Krishna hide this pastime from the people of Vrindavan. So he did this in this particular way, in which time itself became covered up by the potency of Krishna. So, Krishna returned, and then he continued to eat his lunch as if it was the same lunch, and with his cowherd friends. And then they returned, as they usually returned every day, they returned to their homes. And then on the way home, Krishna showed them the form of Agasura. So Agasura had been killed 1 year previously. But the boys felt it was yesterday. Krishna had killed them. And so when they came back, they were glorifying Krishna that he has just this morning killed this demon called Agasura, etc. So they were glorifying him. And the cowherd people didn't think there was anything unusual, because Krishna comes back every day. So he came back as if he would normally came back again with all the calves and cowherd boys. And they didn't see any difference in those calves and cowherd boys. So they were waiting for him as usual. So this is a type of separation. During the day, that the elders are separated from Krishna. In the evening, the cowherd boys are separated from Krishna. So this is, of course, a short separation. So that separation is followed by meeting Krishna. And this gives rise to great joy. So that is what is described here. Krishna comes back from the fields in the evening. And then all the people are waiting with great expectation. And they feel great love because the separation is finally over and Krishna has returned. And first they see his beautiful form. So his form is described here. He is decorated with the in his forest costume, called a Vanavesh. He has a peacock feather, he has his flute, he has flowers, and he's decorated with forest minerals. So this is his forest dress. He comes back with all of his friends playing the flute and herding the calves. So very, very attractive scene for the people of Vrindavan as they see Krishna. And the cowherd boys had been with Krishna all day. So they glorified Krishna because he had killed the big serpent, the big snake, Agasura. So they were under the impression that he just killed him, though technically it was 1 year previously. But they were not aware of that. So they began to describe this incident to the people of Vrindavan, how he had killed the serpent. Krishna acts as their protector. And he shows great power, but that power is also covered up because they justify that as being the protection of Vishnu. Because Gargamuni had said that Vishnu will protect this child. They consider all of this acts of Vishnu himself, and Krishna is only an instrument for that. Anyway, they glorify Krishna because he had shown great prowess and he had protected the boys, all the cowherd boys, from the big demon. And therefore they feel great gratitude for that and they begin to glorify him. So the incident is over, but the kirtan of the incident takes place. The cowherd boys are glorifying Krishna. So this is the type of kirtan. The kirtan itself helps people relive the incident. Because the name of Krishna and all of his pastimes are non-different when they're glorified from the pastimes themselves. So by glorifying Krishna in this way, everybody can reappreciate the actual pastime of Krishna killing the demon and saving all the boys, etc. We see in that original incident that the boys very joyfully walked into the mouth of the serpent, almost as if Krishna could not prevent it. And then Krishna was trying to stop them, but they went in anyway. So then Krishna had to save them. So then Krishna went into the mouth also, and he actually killed the demon by blocking up his breathing. And he saved the calves and the cowherd boys. So in spite of the fact that Agasura had swallowed them, Krishna brought them out intact. With no injury, no damage at all. This also was miraculous. How is it possible? By the great power of Krishna. So the cowherd boys were very astonished by that. So they glorify Krishna with his remarkable powers to protect them. So this incident happened when Krishna was 5 years old. This is the end of his Kaumara period. And then he enters into the Pauganda period, where Sakyarasa becomes even more prominent and Vatsalya Rasa becomes less prominent. So in the Kaumara period, Vatsalya Rasa is the strongest. So we have great attachment of the elders and Nanda and Yasoda to Krishna. So we see that here where they're all waiting for him to come back in the evening because of their great attachment to him. So as Krishna grows, then the relationship with the cowherd boys begins also to get stronger and stronger. So in the next chapters we see that Sukadev Goswami describes how Krishna plays with the cowherd boys and he becomes absorbed in that play. So that is one of the anubhavas of Sakya Rasa, to play. So we find various games that they play together in the forest. And this gives rise to an intensity in the Sakya Rasa. So that continues for some chapters, about 10 chapters or so. And then Krishna goes into Kaishor period. And in Kaishor period, then Madhurya Rasa becomes strong. So as the end of the Pogonda period approaches, then we find that the gopis are mentioned, the young gopis are mentioned, and they begin to express their love. But at that time, they don't really associate with Krishna at all. So this is called Purva Raga, their attachment to Krishna before they actually meet with him. And then finally, when Krishna enters the Kaishor period, then in the autumn season, he plays his flute and he attracts the gopis. And then they meet and they talk together for the first time. And then the Rasleela takes place. And this becomes the prominent feature of the Kaishor period, Krishna's Madhurya Rasa with the gopis. So during each of these sections of the Bhagavatam, we'll find a prominence of the different persons. So in the first chapters up to chapter 14 or so, there is a prominence of Nanda and Yasoda and their love for Krishna. And then from 15 onwards until 29, we get a description of the cowherd boys. And then finally, after that, in the Rasleela section, chapter 29 to 35, we get a description of all the gopis. So as the Krishna grows, then different devotees become very, very prominent in the pastimes. Of course, the other rasas do not disappear. They're also there. But it's considered that these different ages are the ideal age for that particular rasa. And therefore, the parents get great joy in that particular period of time. So this is one of the special features of Krishna when he appears within the material world, that he grows in these different ages. In the spiritual world, Krishna is eternally in Kaishor period. He doesn't have a Komara period or a Pogonda period. It's just Kaishor period. So everyone experiences their particular rasa of Vatsalya rasa or Pogonda or Sakya rasa in that Kaishor form. But when Krishna appears within the material world, he manifests these different ages. And then these particular rasas develop a certain prominence at these times. So this is one speciality of the pastimes when Krishna makes his appearance on earth. And therefore, these pastimes are considered particularly attractive, particularly for these persons, because they get an opportunity to experience Krishna in the particular age, which is ideal for their particular rasa. That is one of the special features of Krishna's pastimes on earth. What's that? Did Krishna realize the? Yeah, a little before 1 year. Well, it says just a few days before 1 year was finished. Then Balaram noticed how attracted the cows were to the calves, extraordinarily. He didn't notice that before, more than previously. And the parents were most attracted to their children, more than previously. And he said, this is very strange. And then he began to wonder, now why is that? Is it the devatas disguised as the calves? Or is it sages disguised as the calves? Or is it demons disguised as the calves? And he went one after the other, he went through the different options, said, no, they can't fool me. I'll know immediately if it's demons are disguising themselves as calves or devatas and munis or whatever. Then he says, no one can do this. Nobody can fool me except Krishna. Must be Krishna. Then he looked very carefully and then he understood, yes, it is Krishna. Everybody is Krishna. So he went to Krishna and asked him. That Krishna's Maya. Krishna was able to bewilder Balaram for 1 year also. And then finally he said, okay, Leela's finished. And then Balaram suddenly realized something's wrong. So that shows that Krishna actually has more power than Balaram, because he can put him into Yoga Maya and he can forget everything. He doesn't realize for 1 year. but actually Krishna forms. They're actually Krishna himself. No, he manifested into four-handed forms to show that Krishna actually is the source of Vishnu forms. Of course, they're non-different anyway. Huh? But Krishna took the form of the calves and cowherd boys. So that's considered to be a disguised form of Krishna, not his in his sarup. But it's still Krishna. Huh? And therefore, when the parents saw their children, they were more attracted to their children than they were to their real children, because it was actually Krishna. And they felt great rasa for Krishna through that. With Krishna, yeah. Yeah. There actually was a difference because the love when Krishna was there was actually stronger. They had stronger attachment for their children than previously. But, of course, Krishna can make arrangements so they don't notice this. But then one other thing is, as they grow older, then the attachment decreases anyway. Now they're going out of their Komara period and they're going into Pagunda period where the children become more independent. Just as in the material world, as children grow, then they're not so attached to their parents and they leave the house eventually nowadays. So as the children grow, the attachment that was in when they're young is not so prominent anymore as they grow older and older and older. So this is just at the borderline when they're going into their Pagunda period, and the attachment naturally becomes a little bit less anyway. Well, this is actually reduced because the other forms were Krishna. Huh? In the form of the cowherd boys, and then their other attachment is to their own children. Yeah. Yeah, so there's an ideal age, for, as I said, for these different particular rasas, and they manifest in a more stronger way than that period. Yeah? So for instance, when Krishna is smaller, then Mother Yasoda feeds Krishna and things like that. When he's older, she can't really do that in the same way. So the activities change, and then the intensity of the rasa becomes a little bit weaker because of that. So that's why I said that the ideal age is when the rasa is expressed most intently. That's a story told by, I think, what's his name? Anyways, it's not in the I think it's in maybe Garga Samhita or something like that. But it's not quoted by our Goswami, so I don't know how authoritative that is. Yeah. But I don't know, it's not mentioned by our Goswami, so I think it's not an authorized story. After 1 year? No. They weren't there at all. Yeah. And since they are Krishna, so there's no thing. They were. Yeah. But Krishna identified himself as those boys, sons of those particular mothers and fathers. And he's also relishing that particular relationship of Vatsalya, where they show their love for their children. So Krishna also enjoys that.